From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Commander of Operation Inherent Resolve, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, said Wednesday the operation to retake the Syrian city Raqqa from Islamic State poses tough political and security challenges and could take longer than the ongoing assault on the Iraqi city Mosul.
The ultimate liberation of Raqqa will probably take longer than Mosul, would be my guess. We're planning to do it in stages, to isolate Raqqa first, followed by an eventual seizure to liberate Raqqa. But it's probably fair to say, with the complexity and the fact that we haven't really got it underway yet, that it'll probably take longer than Mosul.
Townsend said Kurdish rebels and elements of the Syrian Democratic Forces could eventually be a part of the Raqqa campaign. He said talks with Turkey, who are targeting Kurdish fighters, are underway. At the UN Security Council, the world body's humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien, said the rebel-held eastern part of the Syrian city Aleppo has essentially become a kill zone for civilians. He had this message for Russia.
At the very minimum, I call upon all council members who have operational military assets in Syria to take concrete steps to halt the aerial bombardment of civilian areas in order to deliver on your existing international obligations and, above all, to protect civilians and to allow us to deliver humanitarian assistance to those in need.
Russia's ambassador expressed outrage at the remarks, pointing to Moscow's humanitarian pause of last week and a 10-day halt of aerial bombing of the central city's center. Burundi has reportedly informed the UN of its plan to withdraw from the Hague-based International Criminal Court, joining South Africa. Tuesday, the Gambia became the latest country to announce its intention to withdraw. African states have long complained the ICC is biased and prosecutes far too many Africans. This is VOA News.